astrometric identification of nearby binary stars I. Predicted astrometric signals, by Zephyr Penoyer et al. We examine the capacity to identify binary systems from astrometric deviations alone. We generate a broad catalog of simulated binary systems within 100%, and examine synthetic observations matching the Gaia survey's scanning law and astrometric data processing routine. We show how the unit weight error, UVA, and proper motion anomaly, PMA, vary as a function of period, and the properties of the binary. Both UVA and PMA peak for systems with a binary period close to the time baseline of the survey. Thus, UVA can be expected to increase or remain roughly constant as we observe the same system over a longer baseline, and we suggest UWEEDR3 greater than 1.25 and delta UVA, UWEEDR3 greater than minus 0.25 as criteria to select astrometric binaries whilst excluding other sources of astrometric noise. We show that for stellar binaries we would expect to detect significant astrometric deviations for 80 to 90% of our simulated systems with periods ranging from months to decades. We confirm that for systems with periods less than the survey's baseline the observed UVA scales P, parallax, a, semi-major axis, and delta equals where Q and L are the mass and light ratio respectively, with a modest dependence on viewing angle. We show that for longer periods the signal is suppressed by a factor of roughly P2, period. PMA is largest in orbits with slightly longer periods but obeys the same approximate scaling relationships. We are able to predict the distribution of multiple observable astrometric indicators and show that binary systems in the above period range will be distinct and differentiable from single stars. This was Astrometric Identification of Nearby Binary Stars I. Predicted Astrometric Signals, by Zephyr Penoyer et al.